The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Last night, I had an epiphany when it comes to my littlest daughter. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. I know the weekend's gone, but just a few more days and we're back there. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
So we've been having some issues behind the scenes, which that happens, right? Every job, we got to work more and whatnot, whatever. A lot of high stress situations. But our daughter was... I wasn't really paying enough attention to her, and I realized that, and I was like, oh my gosh,
she's far from ignored.
Well, she's not ignored, but she wanted to go driving, she wanted to do some things, and I was just like, I'm too tired, I can't. And I finally just went up and I hung out with her, and guess what? I could. It was 10-15 minutes of my life, and she was so happy. I held her hand, we bonded for a little bit, and then DJ Automatic, I could tell he felt a little guilty, and he went upstairs, and he said, hey, let's go driving for a little bit.
You're leaving out a very important part of the story.
What is that,
She barked that she wanted to go driving. She was like, I need to go driving, I need to practice, I need to do it, and she wanted to do it right now. And when somebody barks at me, I don't respond well to that.
Well, they're barking for attention.
Exactly.
But it wasn't barking for attention. Yeah, it was barking to get what she wanted at that very moment.
Well, what she wanted was our attention.
Yeah, dude. I think that's what it is, dude.
Yeah.
It was also that she's 15 and she's excited to be a new driver.
I know, but...
And
I
take her driving all the time.
Do you hear the defensiveness in
the Well,
maybe
you guys have different perspectives of this situation when it comes to home. And this is the tricky part about working with your partner that people don't really understand that goes into it. Because you guys are looking at this from two different sides, but you guys are same business partners and wife.
And we ended up doing the same thing.
Automatic, do you feel as if you were ignoring your daughter in this time of stress at your work?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I know 100%. He had a meeting, and when he got home, I said, so what did Ava do at school? He's like, oh, I don't know. I didn't talk to her on the way home.
Oh.
But the thing is, that's one day.
I'm very much a part of her life. I know her teacher's names.
I know her friend's names. I'm not attacking you. You don't have to feel so defensive.
Well, I feel attacked right now.
Every single parent, I admit that I wasn't doing my best. Now, is she a brat at times? Yeah, and she wants things. Yeah.
Did she get 100 times more attention than I ever got as a child? Yes.
Oh, but that's not
okay,
compare
now,
that.
Okay, now we opened up a can of worms, buddy. Now we're projecting here.
This is a little bit different.
I didn't say she didn't deserve it.
I was just about to say that maybe DJ Automatic and his daughter have a different love and understanding for each other than Dana Cortez and her daughter. But Automatic just exposed his inner demons right now. What's going on,
bro? No, but the thing is, Ava and I spend a lot of time together. We spend a lot of time.
Therapy session.
Dude.
I'm glad you got that out there.
And obviously, I'm getting a little defensive because I love my daughter very much. And I do everything for her.
There it is, dude. There it is. That's what we need more.
But I'm not going to let her be a brat and bark at me.
I hung out with her and Automatic took her driving. Well, in the end, it all worked out.
I'm going to give you Mauricio's number, Automatic. That is my therapist. All right, dude.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Retro Day. Hey,
back to when Automatic was mistreated as a child.
Oh, no. It is also National Strawberry Day. I love some strawberries, dude. I've been eating them just like whole, like the top part
bro. Ew.
But let's wrap it up on National Polar Bear Day. Shout out to the polar bears, dude.
Gosh, I hate those commercials where they're like just floating on a little sliver of ice and you don't know what's going to happen to the polar bear. It's so scary. I'm like, I need to donate right now.
That's literally why they do that. And that's probably the reason why I got an electric car now, because it's just out of guilt.
And you're like, simply.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Clean your plate, eat everything on your plate. That phrase. And you being forced to do that when you were little, me being forced to do that when I was little, is why we all have this weird relationship with food and why weight fluctuates easily on my body. I know it does on a lot of people, other people's bodies, up and down and up and down, because it's psychological. And the reason that our grandparents and parents did that is because they probably didn't grow up with the amount of food that most people have today. They definitely didn't grow up with the portions that we have today.
Let's back it up, because it kind of sounds like you're calling my grandma poor.
My nana was poor. I don't know about your grandma.
No, they weren't. My mom was like, actually, my grandfather was a retired Army veteran and accountant. So it was like, lower
middle
class.
It
was never an issue of that. But I think I also feel like what you're getting to, too, is that just portions overall have gotten like bigger. Like you go to fast food restaurants, you just get like bigger burgers. You get more of this and more gluttony going on, right?
For sure. But clean your plate means that you feel guilty if anything's there.
If I order a burger and I don't finish it, I feel bad.
But that's not why you eat, Automatic. You're eating to sustain life, not to feel engorged. And that's something we have to teach our mind. That's a psychological thing.
Like my grandpa was like that. I think his parents probably put that on him, where it's like, eat everything that's in front of you because you might not get another meal. Mm. And with him, he had, you know, he had 11 kids and he had 32 grand,
or
36 grandchildren.
Jeez, you can't even keep up.
No, I can't even keep up. But it was, he was so adamant about everybody clearing their plate. And his biggest thing was, if you don't clear your plate, you can't have dessert. And he wouldn't let you get up from the table until your plate was clear.
And that's the worst thing. So you're stretching your stomach out so much, you're not even hungry anymore, but you want that cake. You want that pie. You want that ice cream.
You want to hear something crazy? When my grandpa passed and they sold the house, they took it apart because they had this huge kitchen table and there was so much food that was stuffed in between the crevices.
That's disgusting.
That's wild. That's wait, hold on. Your grandpa had 36 grandkids.
Grandpa was busy.
Grandpa was
what an icon. He had to replenish. That's why he was
my
like
grandma
so.
Had 11 kids. He okay, had, so my grandma's the icon.
That's why they were all about eating, all cleaning up the plate. They were cleaning each other's plates.
Okay, eating until your plate is clean is not necessary in today's world. Yes, there are still people who go without, but the great majority of us have food. And that idea sets forth a very bad habit of eating when you're not hungry and not understanding what your body is telling you when it is hungry. You're just eating out of habit. Do you even know what hungry means? Do you go long enough to be hungry? And I tell this to Automatic all the time. We eat at different times. Unfortunately, because of our jobs, we could eat at 3. We could eat at 5. We could eat at 6. We could, different times. And sometimes he'll be like, Ava, come eat. She's like, I'm not hungry. Come eat.
Damn, fool.
And I say, don't do that. Because if she's not hungry, it's not a good idea.
Learn behavior from me.
Yes.
The one thing I just read this, Americans waste 35% of the food that they buy, which is mind-blowing to me because I don't think that people are making everyone clear their plate if we're wasting 35% of the food we buy, or we're just buying too much.
I think
maybe.
That's also, no pun intended, that's a loaded number. You know, you have like other, like you go to restaurants, catering and stuff. I think all that stuff's incorporated into that number
too. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I like how that's on the top of your mind, DJ Automatic. I love how you're really getting into the bit, brother. You're really here for the nutrition. I'm just thinking about you guys eating and how slow Dana eats.
Oh, whatever.
Oh my God, dude. Nobody
whatever.
Takes longer.
And she's always like, stay here and sit with me. And of course, what am I going to do when I'm sitting there while she eats at 1 mile per hour? Oh yeah, but then I end up eating more than I need to eat just because I'm just sitting there.
I'm all alone. Everybody gets up and leaves me toda solita all by myself at the table.
That plate will get cleared though. It will get cleared. Big dude, we'll clear that plate, but it'll take a while.
It will. Give me an hour and I'll tackle any damn portion, all right? I'd love to share this study with you. It is very important for you not to tell your children to clean their plate. And if they're not hungry, don't force them to eat. Let them feel what real hunger means so then they can eat when they need to. Ooh. As a Fat Club.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tap in right now. You want that psychic reading with Sarah Motti. We'll put you on the radio. Of course, it's time for What's Your Sign. Miss Motti, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. How's everybody out there doing? How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good. And we're ready for you to give the reading to our special caller. They actually sent me a message. You could do the same at Dana Cortez on Instagram. All right, let's start this voice message now.
My name is Vanessa. I'm a Scorpio. My birthday is October. I wanted to know what's going to happen with my house searching. I haven't found anything, and I'm just kind of curious with that.
Sirmani, that is a very specific question. It's about her home, her not being able to locate one. What are you feeling with her energy?
So what I see here is that the people that she's contracted, so it could be her realtor, her loan officer, they're part of the reason why she hasn't been able to find the proper home. So the people that she's keeping around her are part of the delay.
Oh.
And I could see that there she's very frustrated in the fact that she hasn't been able to find a house that she likes and that fits her needs as a family. I do see progress. It's just going to take a long time. And I also see her walking away from some of these people that she's hired. So that's a big part of it. Who she's keeping around is the delay.
Sometimes it's the company you keep that's actually holding you back.
Ugh.
That's a big lesson in life in general. All right, so what about our spiritual forecast for the week? Everyone listening collectively, what can we look forward to when it comes to the energy?
So what I see here is a little bit of up and down, highs and lows for this week specifically. A lot of it is because we want better for ourselves. I mean, who doesn't, right? But patience is not something that comes easy. That's why they call it patience is a virtue, right? That a lot of people say that. And that's so true, because we want to have good times, but at the same time, we want to propel ourselves. I find myself in this position sometimes as well, just wanting better for myself, but also I just want to chill. But I know that if I chill, I can't progress. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's one of those things this week where we're kind of like juggling both ends. Like, we want to feel good, but then we also know we got to work hard to get to where we want to go. That's the energy of this week, is figuring out a good middle ground for ourselves where we're still progressing, but also not pushing so hard to where we're stressing ourselves out all the time, because that's also not conducive to a good end.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I heard there? Sometimes you want to move ahead, but you're tired of working because it's hard. And so you want to go to the club or to the bar or whatever you do. And sometimes blowing all your money just for good times is not the way to invest in your future.
No.
However, working 24/7 is also not a good investment. You got to find balance. You know, that flow is important.
Yes, go with the flow. Surrender.
Right. This is, surrender. Ooh, man, that's like the fourth or fifth time I heard surrender today. So.
Wow.
Sirmati, thank you once again for a great spiritual forecast. Yep. I love it. If you would like a reading, call and we'll put you on the radio, or follow at Illest Divinity on Instagram. You can set up one of them one-on-ones. You know what I'm saying? One-on-ones with her. Or send me a voice message to at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and we can feature you right here on What's Your Sign. All right, yes. Mighty, we'll catch you next week, back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to tell you that I really believe Rihanna is coming with new music. Why? Let's get into it right now. Daily Dirt Best Gossip, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Celebrity birthdays first, Anthony A.
Yo, for the Jersey Shore people, J-Wow celebrating her birthday.
J-Wow is a very sweet woman.
Oh, shout out to J-Wow, dude. Yeah. All right. And that's pretty much it today. Okay. A lot of influencers, but you know, if it's your birthday, happy birthday, dog.
All right, let's talk about Adidas and Kanye West. Remember they split and everybody lost a lot of money? Well, not us, but they did. There are whispers that they are going to work together again temporarily to get rid of the $1 billion worth of Yeezy sitting in a warehouse.
Damn,
because
dude.
Kanye doesn't have, he lost a bunch of money. Adidas lost a bunch of money. So just to sell those and then figure out
If Kanye does come back to Adidas and he pulls this off, he will start comparing himself to Steve Jobs, which he almost has a little bit of a point in the way that Steve Jobs left, Apple came back and brought him back.
They needed him.
Ooh.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
And he will also prove that cancel culture isn't real.
Okay, cancel culture's never, we already know that's not real.
I'm not saying anything on that.
Bro.
All right, so now we'll talk about Selena Gomez, officially the most followed female celebrity on Instagram. So why is she saying this?
I'm going to be taking a second from social media because this is a little silly. And I'm 30, I'm too old for this, so.
This all goes back to when Selena Gomez was with Justin Bieber a long time ago. And allegedly Kendall Jenner, who is now Justin Bieber's wife's best friend, slept with the Biebs.
That's the thing.
While Selgo was his girlfriend.
What? That's enough trauma to want to get you off of social media. I believe that.
Well, that and the Taylor Swift beef. What year is this? I feel like Wizards of Waverly Place is back on Nickelodeon.
Do you know what I think? I feel like it's a bunch of California kids against the kids from the South. Against Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez, because they didn't grow up with them.
That sounds fun. Either way, I'm encouraging everybody to take a social media break when you need it.
But not right now. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. All right, now let's talk about Rihanna. She's going to perform her song Lift Me Up from the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever. Mm. If you haven't seen it, see it. It is one of my favorite movies. She is, I think, going to help the ratings, because Oscar's been suffering for the past few years. We all want to see Rihanna. This is a beautiful song. Obviously, very emotional, right?
Yes.
Not Chadwick my favorite Boseman. Rihanna song.
I love it.
Well,
so
I like the tribute and the meaning behind it and the significance for Chadwick Boseman. And also, she wrote it, which you were telling us earlier.
Well, co-wrote, and right? It's nominated for Best Original Song. So if it wins, Rihanna's an Oscar winner.
There it is.
Here she is performing, though. We haven't seen her in years. I believe we're getting a Rihanna album.
I
sooner
hope so.
Than later.
I just want to hear Rihanna get back to being like, you just want to see me naked. Like, I miss freaky Rihanna. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's long gone.
Nah, dude.
We got mama Rihanna now.
No, Rihanna's the sexiest pregnant woman I've ever seen.
Oh,
she's gorgeous.
I got a search history, my sister. I could show you a few.
See me naked.
We'll be back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chipotle is so popular, they're opening a spinoff restaurant.
What?
This might be the biggest food news I've done all year long. Hey, it's hottest hashtags here. here on the Dana Cortez Show. Monday is upon us. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Extra Guac.
All right, so this is big news. Ladies, turn your radio up. Call your man. Do something because, you know, condoms have been used, I didn't know this, to prevent pregnancy since the Middle Ages.
Yes.
Now, the rubber arrived on the market in the
Dana, I told you about an Egyptian condom like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you're right.
That was thousands of years old.
But the rubber, like commonly used today, wasn't on the market till the 1800s. But now, male birth control could be in a pill or shot. Both hormonal or non-hormonal options are being tested, and scientists say they are close. Of the males that are allowing themselves to be tested on, right? The male guinea pigs.
I read this story a couple weeks ago,
well,
and I didn't bring it up.
90% of these men love it.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up because I knew that you'd be like, you should try this. And I'm not going to be a guinea pig. I'm not going to be a guinea pig.
Well, then just get a vasectomy.
No.
Dude, just close out the pipes. Hold on, guys. Take this. Hold on. Sorry. I'm on the pill. I'm just practicing when I got to tell that to women. Like, I wish you the best, my queen, but I know it's not mine. I've been taking my pill.
Oh, my God.
Be so good,
the
dude.
DNA test going to be a different level when this comes out. How many men?
I'm going to pull out my little pack like the chicks do now. I'm like, no, see, these are the blue ones. I'm good. If it was the pink ones, we'd be in trouble, my friend.
How many men do you think will actually take birth control? Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm doing a poll right now. And then now it's time for food news. Chipotle's opening a spinoff restaurant. It's called Farmesa Fresh Eatery. They'll be offering a fusion of the Chipotle-style bowls, which is what I always get when I go to Chipotle. But this will offer more fresh and healthy options.
I thought their whole sell at Chipotle was fresh and healthy.
But this study said that Americans want more fruit and vegetables in their diet, so they're going to offer more of that at these specific restaurants.
What is it going to be called?
Farmesa Fresh Eatery.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, dude. I'm a fan of Chipotle, bro. All my homies, they're like reformed cholos, and they all get jobs at Chipotle.
Yeah, they got the jobs, and they're in line at Chipotle.
Can we get a spinoff to Taco Bell and get the double-decker back? How about that?
That's not happening automatic. I don't think so. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Polar Bear Day. Shout out to the polar bears, dog. Ooh, woo. I love a polar bear, man.
Well, I know, but they're dying because the earth is so hot.
Damn, dude.
Why do you have to bring it down like
because
that?
Because it's true.
We could have talked about the Coca-Cola ones, okay?
Yeah, they're so happy.
Did not sit next to Greta. Here we go. It's also National Retro Day. So however you want to do that, maybe break out an old iPhone? I don't know.
No, you know, my mom had a cute brown jumpsuit that she had made in the 80s. You couldn't have told my mama she wasn't a disco queen, and I still have it.
Yo,
it's really nice. I'm going to wear it.
You know what would be hella retro? If you just went on YouTube and looked at when the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl.
I hate you.
There it is.
same time the Raiders were, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We retro, both of us.
Yeah, it was great. At least you can see Tom Brady highlights and ours. All right, we'll wrap it up on National Strawberry Day.
All right, number one way to consume strawberries in America is strawberries and cream.
How about ice cream?
Oh, that's my favorite. That's second, automatic second.
I don't
second.
Like strawberries in my ice cream, dog. I don't like cold strawberries in my ice cream.
They're so good.
Nah, dude.
How do you eat your strawberries, Anthony?
I just dip them in a little bit of sugar and then just eat them straight like that.
Oh, my God. You old school like my nana. She had that sugar bowl on the kitchen table. Come on now. All right, it's Black History Month, and I want to talk about Carter G. Woodson. He was born in 1875 to illiterate parents who were former slaves. Now, as a young boy, Carter helped the family farm, then would go to school. But when he was 13, he had to quit school. He began working in the coal mines in West Virginia to help support his family, obviously. By this time, he started teaching himself. He entered high school at age 20, graduated in 2 years, went on to get a bachelor's degree, and then became the second African-American to earn a PhD from Harvard and became the Dean of College of Arts and Sciences at Harvard. His dedication to celebrating Black American achievements led to Black History Month.
Oh, wow.
If you see it, you can be it. And with education, nothing can stop you. Please look this man up today, Carter G. Woodson.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.